Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
On the line with us is the one and only Trey Wingo. Trey is brought to us today by Caesars Sportsbooks. Download the app and get started with a risk-free bet of up to $1,001. You can follow Trey on Twitter at Wingo with a Z, Wingos. Go to YouTube and look up Trey Wingo Presents for his YouTube channel. You can subscribe and like. Everyone knows the drill. He joins us now. Trey, let's start off with the first hard-hitting question. Should the Chargers have not called timeout?
Yeah, good afternoon, morning. I have so many time zones away, I can't even remember. Good day, good people.
Listen, you're good, Trey, because like I feel like since pandemic, time stands still, so like no one really cares anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, every day is just another day that ends in Y.
Yeah.
Listen, it didn't work, so obviously everybody's up in arms about it. I didn't mind the timeout. I mean, I'm not sure I bought his excuse, or not excuse, his reason. But I don't mind the time out there if he's trying to put his team in the best position. It just didn't work. I mean, I had somebody ask me earlier today, is that the worst timeout since Chris Webber in the 93 NCAA tournament game? I'm like, what are you talking about? What was a complete mental breakdown? And this one was just, hey, I want to get my team set, and I chose to do this, and it didn't work. I mean, they could not be more far apart, in my opinion. But it's easy to get. Listen, this is a results-oriented business, and it didn't work. So, you know, I'll fire away the shots.
Were you rooting for a tie?
Hell yeah, I was rooting for a tie. I'm great with that a bit. I mean, as soon as the scenario played out where the Steelers came back and beat the Ravens and somehow the Jags beat the Colts, and this mythical tie sort of took on this thing all day long, and then the game plays out, and it's 26-14, and somehow they get it to 32-32 in overtime, and then you're like, holy bleep, this actually may happen. They might actually pull off the tie. So, yeah, and I think everything that went on in that game was looked at through a different lens because of that, right? Nothing happens in a vacuum. Like, everything is around the context around it. So I think this sort of thing that loomed over the entire game was the tie, which put much more of an emphasis on the timeout than we ever would have thought about had that not been the plan.
Yeah, I'm with you. It felt like it was a lot like when you see a TV show, and we've now have this cottage industry of like talking about TV shows during the middle of a run. And if a season doesn't go or a show doesn't go the way that you had theorized in your head, you end up getting way more mad and way more upset. And it felt like everyone had finally, and I don't think Collinsworth helped things. I think Collinsworth really focusing on like, what are they going to do? Like strategy wise. Like, I just think everyone kind of worked themselves into a frenzy. I was sitting with Raiders +3, so all I cared about was that the Chargers didn't score touchdowns. Like, once that happened, I was good.
You were happy with push.
Yes.
Listen, it was nuts. I mean, the game was nuts. The Chargers converted 6 fourth downs in that game, including a 4th-and-21. I think they scored on that 4th-and-21. So
I can confirm they did.
Yeah, the game was off the charts bonkers to begin with, and then just throw that into it, and it just became this frothy mess of holy hell, what's going to happen?
Trey, as we look ahead to Super Wild Card Weekend, one, I'm curious. We were talking about this. Are you a fan of the Monday Night Wild Card game?
Not really. It's tough. Like whoever plays on that Monday night, they better get the Sunday game the next week. You know, I mean that's. that's a tough thing to do in the postseason. So it's good for business, it's good for networks, it's good for the NFL, but that's not the greatest for the teams playing in it, I don't think.
Trey, I'm curious. In terms of this entire season, it's this weird reality for me. Like, I do think the Packers, based on the way that they've played, and really honestly based on the way that Aaron Rodgers has played, they should be, like, the favorite. But in the back of my mind, like, yeah. I cannot forget how many times I've thought the Packers have been the best team, and they have Aaron Rodgers playing unbelievable football, and they don't get it done. Is it actually wide open this year, or are we overthinking it in that right now the Packers have separated themselves?
Well, listen, a good friend of mine named Aaron Nagler, who runs he's a total Packer homer, and he runs this little cottage industry called Cheesehead TV, and he does a great job with it. He put out there this tweet of a conversation with his daughter, which sums up exactly what you're saying. His, like, 12-year-old daughter asked him, hey, how are the Packers doing this year? And he said, well, they're the best team in football. And her response was, they're always the best team in football, and they never play in the Super Bowl. And it was like, yeah, it was accurate, you know? So you're right. All these things point toward Green Bay, but they've only been to one of these things with Aaron Rodgers, which is astounding to me. They've been in back-to-back NFC Championship games, one at home. They couldn't find a win with either one of them. You know, in 2011, when they were the number one seed, and they almost had the perfect season after winning the Super Bowl the previous year, they had the bye week, and then they had the Giants come in there, and they played terrible. Aaron Rodgers was off. Receivers were dropping balls. And that was the second of the two Super Bowls that the Giants went on to win over the Patriots, Super Bowl 46 and 80, 21-17. So you're not wrong to be hesitant, even though everything that we've seen with our eyes should tell us, yes, that's the team to beat.
On the other, in the AFC, right here in Tennessee, right here in Memphis, sort of, the Tennessee Titans are the number one seed. Do you see them as vulnerable? Do you see them, you know, they've beaten all the best teams in the AFC, but it also feels like, you know, I don't know. Personally, it feels like they're vulnerable. They don't seem like your typical one seed. What do you make of them?
I'm getting one. First of all, Mike Vrabel's the coach of the year. There's no question about that. Like, what other team is going to lose their best player for over 50% of the season and still lock down the number one seed? We just talked about Green Bay. Take Aaron Rodgers out for 9 games. Are they the number one seed? I don't think so. So, to me, Mike Vrabel, hands down, far and away, is the coach of the year, no question. Are they vulnerable? I have one question I need answered. Is Derrick Henry going to play? If Derrick Henry isn't going to play, hell yeah, they're vulnerable. If Derrick Henry is going to play, they're way less vulnerable.
I think that's kind of the weird reality for me. Like, I can understand Titans fans being a little apprehensive because there's this weird reality that because the Titans got their guys hurt at the point in the calendar when they did, you know, we always talk about, you know, particularly like the Giants' first Super Bowl, like they just got healthy at the right time and they started playing better football. Like, it does feel like when the injuries occurred, there is this path for the Titans to get healthy at the right time.
Yeah, you know, I mean, but the other part of it is, you know, we're talking about a Titans team that's lost to the Texans and the Jets.
Yes.
And there probably should be bylaws that say you can't be the number one seed if you lose to the Jets. There aren't, but maybe there should be. And they almost got swept by the Texans. I mean, you know, they were up big, and then they pulled back to within 3, and that game was way more interesting than I think Mike Vrabel wanted it to be in Week 18 of the regular season. So it really all depends if they get their best player back. Vrabel has just done an amazing job. And by the way, Julio Jones has really been a non-factor all year, right? He was a non-factor.
Got his first touchdown of the year in Week 18.
Exactly. And A.J. Brown has been in and out of the lineup. I can't speak enough to the volume, enough volume about the job that Mike Vrabel has done to me. It's been masterful for him.
Do you have a favorite super wild card game or a favorite play this weekend, Trey?
Well, listen, if you're an NFL fan of a certain age or vintage, the idea of seeing the Cowboys and the 49ers in the playoffs brings back a lot of memories, right? There was a run of 3 straight years in the NFC in the 90s where those two met in the NFC title game every year. And it just felt like every year when the Cowboys and Niners played, that was the game of the year. Nothing else mattered. So that's kind of fun. But they're also probably the two most bipolar teams in the entire postseason. Like, which Jimmy G and which 49ers team is showing up every week? Which Cowboys team is showing up every week? Like, the Cowboys went 56, 22, and 51 in terms of points scored over the last 3 weeks. And they only scored 22 against an Arizona team that didn't have their best running back in James Conner and their best wide receiver in DeAndre Hopkins. I have no idea which Cowboy team shows up, and I have no idea every week which Jimmy G-led 49ers team shows up. To me, that game, there's not a way I could feel strongly about anything that happened in that game.
Yeah, I think it's this weird reality because I do think we always talk about parity in the league. It does feel like maybe because of injuries with certain teams or maybe top-level teams. And, you know, on top of that, we're now maybe seeing the byproduct of teams that have had to pay quarterbacks these massive, massive deals, even bigger than we're used to seeing. And maybe it's kind of thinning out the herd. It does feel like the playoffs more than ever is going to kind of have like an NCAA tournament vibe to it in which maybe this you don't think this team's better, but this team matches up really well. Like, the Cardinals weirdly match up well with the Cowboys. I'm not sure if they match up well with the Rams. Like, the Rams don't match up well with the Niners, but the Rams at times have matched up well with a little bit more of the high-powered throwing offenses. Like, I do feel like it's going to be a matchup-dependent playoffs.
Right, and if you're asking me for one matchup that I would bet all of my money and yours on this week, or give you advice to bet in that general direction, it would be Kansas City taking on Pittsburgh. I mean, Pittsburgh's offense, I mean, they need a laxative to get going almost every game. I mean, hey, you know, it's like watching syrup crawl up a tree in the middle of winter. It's just, it's not pretty. And the Chiefs defense, while they've had some hiccups on the road in Cincinnati and they weren't great in Denver, they have given up 10 or fewer points in five straight games at home at Arrowhead. And unless they're playing Tennessee, they'll be at home in Arrowhead. So, like, that's just a bad matchup. As soon as I saw the breakdown and the Chiefs were either going to play the Steelers or the Raiders, I'm like, if you're in Kansas City, you're like, yes. Because they tap danced the Raiders twice this season. And the Steelers, they were up 30-0 before that game was even, you know, in the third quarter. So they match up very, very well against Pittsburgh. That, if you're asking me the one thing that I'm – if you're asking me for a lock, if I was going to make a lock, that would be the game.
Trey, another aspect of NFL playoff football is always, more times than not, figure out who the better quarterback is, take that person.
Yeah.
I'm curious with Joe Burrow. Obviously, being a college football fan and an NFL fan, it's amazing how you can actually do both. I know some people think you can't, but you can. I am fully aware of what this guy is, and Ja'Marr Chase has been every bit the prince that was promised, if you will, for Cincinnati. Is it possible that maybe outside of Mahomes, this guy's the best quarterback in the AFC?
Well, listen, here's what I know for sure. But I think the Bengals have the best group of skill position players 25 or younger in the league. Joe Burrow, T. Higgins, Ja'Marr Chase, and Joe Mixon are all 25 or younger. That's a potent lineup. I mean, they have a better set of skill position players than anybody in the league, including Kansas City. But, you know, they're fighting history. Just so people understand, the last Bengals playoff win was in January of 1991. Text messaging wasn't invented until 1992. So there has never been a single text message sent about a Cincinnati Bengals win. So they've lost eight straight. But I do feel like that's changing. And Joe Burrow, to me, and a lot of people are trying to make these comparisons and all this, he has a Joe Montana quality about him. Like, if you remember the 2019 national championship game, Clemson got off to a great start. Mike Venable's defense was teeing off on LSU, and they were off. Like, they were off for about most of the first quarter. And Joe got hit, knocked around a little bit, and he didn't care. He just found a way, steadied himself, and then they got rolling. He has that sort of whatever, we're going to be good vibe about him. And I think that this is going to be a team that's going to surprise some people. I don't see them in the Super Bowl this year, but I don't see them as flaming out early.
Trey, we appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks, Trey.
You got it, guys. Take care.
That was Trey Wingo. Trey was brought to us today by Caesars Sportsbook. You can download the app and get started with a risk-free bet of up to $1,001. That stat is the power of one.
Red Rifle Andy Dalton.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.